this guy to the reserve board today, and I'm not sure I'm gonna have a press conference this afternoon.
Yeah.
I wanted to call those that could help me brief, and then they told me you were gone now. Are you pretty well in shape, good shape with him?
Are we speaking now about Robertson or?
Yeah, Robertson.
Yeah. Yes.
You ever had that talk I told you to have with him?
Well, Mr. President, at the time you mentioned it to me, you hadn't put it in hard terms, but I'll tell you what I did. I worked through George Mitchell, and George Mitchell talked to him and said, Robbie, if you are reappointed by the president, it's of course expected that you're with the president all the way. And your record the past 3 years has seemed to bear that out. Well, Mitchell reported to me yesterday that Robbie said, absolutely. Anyone who wants to check on that can check with Senator Robertson or Wright Patman, and that's what they tell him, that I would be with the president on this. So he understands, and but I have not talked with him directly because you hadn't given him any firm words the other day.
But you had gone many if you were president.
He's the man I would name if I were president, yes.
All right, now this disturbing article in the New York News written by Richard McGown. Do you know anything about it?
No, I don't even know him.
Well, he says that labor is kind of turned on Johnson because they don't like this FOIA arrangement on double time, and that one of the members of the Economic Council told McGown, that this was a very bad thing. And in other words, the Economic Council criticized both the president and the Labor Department.
Well, I find that hard to believe. He's, as I say, he's not a reporter I've ever talked with, and I don't, and I'm sure Ackley hasn't. And
why don't you check with the council and find out who has talked to him? He just, let me read you what he said.
Yeah, I wish you would, because we have never indicated anywhere. We've defended it right and left, Mr. President.
Just 1 minute, I'm trying to find it.
Yeah. We defended it at length, by the way, in our appropriations hearing the other day. And John Lewis right along with Ackley and me, so. Doesn't make sense.
The extra penalty on management, the administration argues, would create new jobs. Double time penalty would cost employers so much that new workers be hired instead of paying the overtime.
Yeah.
But most large industries believe it's cheaper to pay double time. There's even a division in Johnson's three-member Council of Economic Advisors. One member told this reporter, that's Richard McGown, one member told this reporter that he believed the overtime penalty was simply a Labor Department gimmick to salve union demands for short work week.
My God.
Now, we can't have that even if they think so. So you get a hold of that, and then you all get in touch with Mr. McGown and just say, now, here, 3 hours, somebody's missing a mistake because I don't want words thinking that my council is against him, and we've already decided the policy, and I don't think it's going to get anywhere, but I don't think we ought to start quarreling with our wives or our own family.
Mr. President, you couldn't be more right, and the interesting thing is that just this morning I was explaining it to my son, and I said this is something that he was trying to say, well, isn't it going to cost people an awful lot, and I was making clear to him that it's only to be applied where the cost wouldn't go up, and we've backed it 100%. I don't understand this, but I'll check into it immediately.
Johnson's proposal to try to create more jobs with a double overtime is so far headed up a dead end street in Congress. Powell of the committee admitted that Johnson's proposal has no support. V. Miller, legislative director, blasted the bill with a single shot. So on so forth.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted you to do. You check with your people and tell them to get in touch with McGown. Let's see where it came from.
You bet I will.
All right.